I'm Carla Reeves, and this is Differently. Whether you feel stuck in survival, navigating a change, or seeking more for your life, may this podcast be your weekly nudge to take a risk, to build a life that is uniquely bold, authentic, and in alignment with your deepest values. After a decade of coaching individuals from corporate leaders to creative artists to multi-million dollar CEOs, I'm convinced we are far closer than we realize to what we deeply desire, and it's a willingness to do differently that can change everything. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Differently. Today's episode is a refresh on a topic I covered in one of the very first episodes of this show, the someday illusion. It's the idea that life will be great someday when the kids are older, we have more money, I've lost weight, he's changed, I have that new job, and on and on. If we aren't careful, we can wish away our lives building dreams in the land of someday and never taking action here and now to actually make them happen. I've been reminded lately how easy it is to retreat back to what feels comfortable, familiar, and holds strong memories, and what it takes to leap into something new, uncertain, and unknown, and how the someday illusion can lull us into thinking, you can wait. There's going to be a better time for making that step or taking that leap. When in reality, the time is now, the invitation awaits, and you might miss the opportunity. I've mentioned I've been in the midst of a lot of uncertainty and growth in my business and not knowing how it's all going to shake out. What I haven't mentioned is that we've been experiencing the same thing in other areas of our lives. We've held a vision and a dream for years that when our boys were grown, we'd do a grand adventure of some kind while we're healthy and have the energy and life to want to go and do. Well, this time has arrived for us, and over the last several months, we've literally went from having an empty nest to deciding on selling 90% of everything we own and becoming digital nomads, and back to not having an empty nest and changing what this grand adventure looks like all together. I'll spare you all the details to say I've observed some important things that I must share with you. One, I've seen how much easier it is to actually dream of the grand adventure than to actually do it. I've witnessed intense feelings of exhilaration and aliveness and pure joy, followed by feelings of fear, doubt, and wondering what the hell we are thinking in the first place and why we would sell this home and life that we love and know for the unknown and uncertain. And how important it is to feel all the feelings and ride the wave to make a more full-bodied choice. And lastly, that even when you think you know where you're going, God may have other plans, as in our case, but how important it is to still be relentless in the pursuit to live this life fully and create a new version of your grand adventure or whatever it is for you. And lastly, stay curious and unattached. That's been my lesson over the past few months. Don't get attached to anything and enjoy the ride. Friends, that's what we're doing. We're still very much in the messy middle of all of this and unsure how it's all going to shake out, but reminding ourselves every day and sometimes multiple times during the day to be here now. Enjoy this moment because it's the one we have. All these future plans are exciting and fun to think about and dream about, but the moment we are in is the only one that's guaranteed. As you complete this year and begin planning for next, remember to follow and make space in your life for what sets your soul on fire. There's never a perfect time to take action. Actions can be small, simple steps, big leaps, or anything in between. The someday illusion is just that, an illusion that keeps you hopeful, but ultimately at a distance from what you desire. Make sure you are making choices today and building experiences here and now that match and align to those future ideas. And you might want to go back to the Someday Illusion episode. It's the number 3 episode of this podcast. And in that episode, I mention a client's story, and I've actually since interviewed that client. It's called Live Fully Now with Diana Bresnan. It was on September 2nd of 2021. It's a great conversation and will give you some inspiration as you are making plans for today and next year. Hey, thanks for tuning into this episode of Differently. I hope it stirred your thinking, and I invite you to take one inspired action from something that stood out to you. If you want to hear more conversations like this, be sure to hit follow on your favorite podcast app. And if this episode could impact someone you know, please help us spread the word and pass it along. Remember, new episodes drop weekly. See you next week.